Louis Leterrier, thank you for your time and thank you for Fast X, the 10th installment. By golly, it must be quite a daunting phone call to receive to tell you you're working on this film. Daunting, exciting, or which was it?
All of the above. You know, the greatest phone call, the phone call you've been waiting all your life, and then it arrives at midnight after you've just literally finished a movie, and you think it's a pocket call from one of the the head of Universal Studio, and then you text him back and say, "Oh, great seeing your name on my phone. Talk to you soon. Must be a pocket call." And he says, "No, call me right back." And he says, sends me a script. That script is Fast X. I absolutely adore the script, and tells me you have to get on a phone call at 5 a.m. So I keep reading as much as I can, you know, sort of like finding my way into this screenplay. And then we get back on the phone at 5 a.m. after a sleepless night, and I pass on the movie. I do pass on the movie, telling them that this is incredible. The best script of the franchise. Can't wait to see it, but it's too daunting. It absolutely is too daunting. I hung up, went to see my wife, who was waking up, and she said, "You look very pale. What happened?" She said, they offered me Fast and Furious at midnight. I read it three times. I had a call at 5 and passed on the movie. She said, "What are you doing? This is your dream. You to call them back." Called them back, said, "I might have made a mistake. Did you call anybody else?" They said, "Yeah, we were dialing people, but do you want to go back, get back on the phone?" And I did, and I don't regret my decision, and really I my wife to thank for this.
I was going to say, you always listen to your wife, Louis. That's the main.
Totally. You know that. That's life.
And then to be doing this in Rome, I mean, most of it, without giving too much away, there's other places, but we all know a lot of it is filmed in Rome. And also a lot of it is connected to a previous story in the franchise. How do you approach that as a director?
Well, it's interesting because Fast and Furious has so many actors playing in so many parts of the world, and in this movie, they're all spread apart. So it was interesting for me as a director because obviously I couldn't be physically in many places at once. So, and when the actors were, so I was hopping around, but sometimes I had to direct just like I would be directing a NASA operation. I had 25 monitors in front of me, PA systems with walkie-talkies linking me to Rome, to London, to Portugal, to, you know, Rio, Los Angeles, we all went. But like, at least sometimes with three locations at once. And then I was like saying, and action Rome, and cut Rome, and action Portugal, cut Rotterdam. And when I was in London, action Rome. It was very interesting. It was being a general, more like being a general of an army than sometimes being a director. But I could really direct the actors. We had a different channel where I could really direct the actors. So it was very interesting. And some actors I met in post-production. I'd never met Helen Mirren physically. I directed that scene remotely, and we met in post-production. She said, "Oh, you're very tall." I was like, "Oh, yeah, thank you very much."
Very different. And we had a great Mirren there, Louis. Louis, Helen's just one of this amazing cast, one of the big names in this amazing cast. I don't think you've ever had the opportunity to direct perhaps as many Academy Award winners in one film. Is this correct?
It is. Well, I've done movies. Actually, now you see me, I think, as many Academy Award winners. It's very exciting, but also, you know, Academy Award winners is one thing, 24, 25, 26. I mean, you know, you keep naming them, you know, there's a few surprises in this movie that haven't been announced, that, you know, and you really realize that this is possibly the greatest cast ever, action cast ever assembled. There's you know, the credit sequence at the end of the movie, I remember we just had our premieres in Rome and Mexico, and just the people go crazy and crazier, and just like, you know, to the moment where they're on their feet in the credit sequence at the end, just to the number of incredible actors that have decided to join us. And, you know, some of them we went to and we asked them, but frankly, most of them asked to be in Fast and Furious. That really is a testament, you know, to the quality of this franchise and you know what they've been building. I'm just arriving at the end, but they've been building this for 20, almost a quarter of a century. So the actors, it's kind of like a great actor magnet because they know they can have fun and also do great work.
Louis, you mentioned there you're coming in at the end. I don't think you are really coming in at the end of this franchise without giving too much away. Thank you for the wild ride that is Fast X. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.